And it is always the economical predominance to affect the cultural predominance, and never vice versa, unless there's some spirituality involved. And in the safety commodity, the void left by imagination will be filled by rage. And anyone following written instructions on how he or she should live is by definition dogmatic. And the present celebration of the unnatural is the cause of the future repression of any form of freedom. And we can function naturally with our own mental gears, yet we get too dependent by the flows provided by the frameworks around us. And as humans fall more and more into actual patterns, prejudice against them becomes more and more essential. And to be able to strike hearts, we have to be driven by passion, yet to be able to strike souls, our passion ought to come from virtue. And we can stay unaffected by the environment around us only if we have an environment within us. And any social system can work. It only requires a blind and numb faith. And even if we can win, any war should be avoided, as any war is but a process of brutality. And the very fact that we don't find a place where to give birth to the result of our spiritual process only nourish more and more the latter. And in the struggle to be understood, our intuition only grows, and a perfect spiritual object is conceived. And powerful meanings can only be created by fully seconding our spiritual madness. And humans cannot but be slashed by the very environment they had the arrogance of irreversibly change. And being too addicted to social consent, we ought to reduce the time span of our creations, thus reducing the poetic element. And any spiritual condition ought to be precarious, as it precludes any commodity to begin with. And the more we adapt our sensibility to what life has to give to us, the more we can appreciate its variety. Only a fully developed nature can survive without any of the social assistance exhausting nature at large. And the more diligent we get, the more we should expect to be acclaimed, and yet the more solitude we will encounter. And once we have ascended to the highest level of our spirituality, we may descend only to find humans anchored to their dogmas at the very bottom. And the more we adhere to our nature, the more people around us will have to adhere to their own. And true philosophy should only prepare us to adapt to any kind of life style and circumstance. And we break free from the establishment only to establish our own conduct of getting to know our nature and act accordingly. And by being part of a system, we will spend all our resources in either trying to strengthen it or trying to improve it, yet never bringing anything to us or to others. and obsessions can remain, we ought to only drift then from the worldly to the spiritual. And people are no better than others, they just live in countries with more or less updated software and more or less faster processors. And at this point, the most needed teaching is to point at nature as the possible liberator for our social enslavement. And one should understand the need for nations and religions and dogmas as much as one should understand the need for them to be challenged. And all the energy we consume to boost our social reputation is only noise that will be brought to silence with our death. And in one way or another, everyone needs a media assemblage to be able to succeed in his or her own undertaking. And it is certainly not the amount of education that turns us wise, but the amount of self-reflection we are able to actuate along with our life experiences. And the more inclusive is the social system, the more numb is the human resulting from it. And our hope is a platform in which to communicate our creation, yet our struggle is to make it autonomous from any worldly corruption. And in the social mingling of our closed societies, we cannot but miss out the making of a new meaning. And every new technology generates a creature within us whose monstrous outcome we are unable to predict. And while the perfection resulting from the machine annihilates our soul, the seeking for human perfection is what most elevates it. And the hardest thing will be to keep up the human gossip, to appear normal and yet don't believe in any of its opinions. It is only the projection of an environment that is most depressing as touching base with it will immediately rejoice. And the differences we find in all human societies over space are the same we find in a single society over time. And by finding a way to bring meanings back to our nature, we automatically desaturate the overstimulating artificiality around us. And the magical talent residing within each of us may be kept alive by literally focusing on our energy to build a raft to keep our existence alive. And the deal is always that we keep our identity and stay poor, or lose it altogether and become rich. And by consenting one voice to talk over another, capital will only consent the spiritual voice to break through and annihilate it. A modern characteristic of our age is that the lacking of an element can make everything else non-eligible to run any further. And for a representation to be accepted by the mainstream, it ought to be banal, and as soon as it is accepted, it ought to be kept that way. And in order to keep our humanity alive, we just need to make sure we don't fall within any given scheme, but the one our own philosophical intuition has suggested. And all we need to get used to is our precarious living, as safety is always at the expenses of others and nature. And any form of fetishism arises by following a fashion already much accredited by others. and burning bridges with the establishment and the related members, it's most uplifting until we get entangled with them again. And an empire is like a forest with big trees. Any emerging tree will be oppressed or at least move out in exile. And we can only flourish in a terrain that is flourishing, and in other terrain we can only retain our seed potential. And any social institution is just like an hospital meant to accompany us to a slow and meaningless death. And as we can eat all the fruit in the world, we can consume anything, yet paradoxically never ripe enough to absorb its nourishment. And beyond being entertaining, entertainment has very little more to offer from the human standpoint. And all material properties are just heavy anchors unless they are used as mediums for the ultimate medium, a vessel for the afterlife. And we even keep under surveillance the leftovers of our civilizations, thus blocking any possible regeneration. And the more we hinder, the more revolutionary the outbreak will be towards our conservativity. And the most important human thinking is always born as a partisan to any form of establishment. And we generally think of despotism as a way of enriching a corrupted system, while despotism can be also utilized to turn a state back to its frugality. And beyond all artificial medicines, the best medicine is to keep on exposing ourselves to our inner and outer nature.